All right, the time is 6 o'clock. I now call the Town of Castle Rock Design Review Board to order. I'll ask the recording secretary to take the roll call.
Chair Leavers?
Yes.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Board Member Adler?
Yes.
Board Member Ahrens?
Present.
Board Member Johnson?
Yes.
Board Member Lang?
Present.
Board Member Miles?
Yes.
Town Council Liaison Mark Davis? Not here. Mike Hyman?
Here.
TJ Kucheski?
Here.
Brad Boland?
Present.
And Carissa Alstrom, here.
Full house, all members of the board are present. Now, Mr. Kucheski, has this meeting and agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meetings law?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Minutes from the June 25th, 2025 board meeting have been distributed to the board members. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted.
This is Robert Lang. I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second.
All right. Moved by Councilman Lang and our board member Lang and seconded by board member McHugh. Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Leavers?
Yes.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Board Member Adler?
Yes.
Board Member Johnson?
Yes.
Board Member Lang?
Aye.
Board Member Miles?
Yes.
Motion is approved by a vote of 7-0. And this board, item number DRB 2025-006, 210 3rd Street Site Development Plan Amendment, Sklepy Second Phase. Board must evaluate this proposal under criteria established under the municipal code as summarized in the staff report. The board will hear from the staff, applicant, and the public. Does any board member have a conflict of interest or any other matter he or she would like to disclose? All negative. Public comments will be taken on all items, and speakers will be limited to 4 minutes per speaker. The board has also accepted written comments to be entered into the record. Do we have any written comments tonight?
No comments.
Okay. Mr. Boland, has your application been properly noticed for review in accordance with the municipal code?
That it has.
Do you wish to enter the staff report and presentation of the public record?
I would, thank you. All right. So we are here this evening for a site development plan amendment for 210 3rd Street, also known as Sklepy's second phase. So the property is located at 210 3rd Street. So it is just west of Wilcox on 3rd Avenue or 3rd Street. So here's a current image of the property. So if you can see the center structure, the church, that was originally built in 1889. There were some additions made in the 20s and 30s onto the back. And then in 1969, it was converted into a restaurant. Some shed additions were added in the 1980s. And then in 2023, the Design Review Board approved a site development plan for the expansion that you see on the east side of the historic church. And that was completed earlier this year. So for site development plans that go before the Design Review Board, we're looking for compliance with the zoning requirements, both the underlying zoning of business and the downtown overlay district. When they did the expansion in 2023, they were found to be in compliance with all those regulations. So they expanded sidewalks, put in the landscaping that was required. So what they're proposing here is basically a replacement of some of those 1980 sheds. So we were really looking in this analysis exclusively at those additions. So these are the shed additions that they're looking to remove. You have one in the front on the west side, and then you can see the addition in the back. They're kind of separated by what I believe is one of those 1920s additions of the rhyolite stone. And you can kind of see it in the middle in the right picture. So that's why it's really two different structures. Here's the site plan of what we're doing. So on the left is the existing footprint. And then on the right, you see the new footprint. They are very, very similar, just a little bit different. And it's actually a net decrease in square footage. of about 50 square feet, so we're not adding any additional intensity. There's no need for additional parking or anything like that. So here we have the proposed design. We have the north elevation on the top and the west elevation on the bottom. So just a little bit about the proposed addition. It's 15 feet in height. It's going to be clad in a dark bronze pack clad rigid metal siding, which matches what was built on the east side that you see kind of behind that stone curtain. And so then you've got a really wide glass storefront on the front. One of the things that we do look at for this addition is, does it meet the transparency requirements? And so they're proposing 81% of transparency on the street level, and that greatly exceeds the requirement. So staff found that it generally conforms with the objectives of the town vision and the comprehensive master plan. It met the zoning requirements, met the review and criteria for the site development plan, and the downtown overlay district. So staff recommends approval of the site development plan amendment as presented. I'm available for any questions, and then we also have Mr. Nathan Albers, who's the architect, and Mr. Lou Scalepi, who is the property owner and business owner.
Okay, would you guys like to make a, applicant like to make a presentation?
Yeah, I'm Nathan Albers. I'm an architect. I work right here in Castle Rock. My office is literally two blocks from here. So our main goal in the design was to match what was done in 2023. I don't want to take anything away from the stone church. So we were going to use the materials you see in the 2023 edition, which are very simple. It's just a dark bronze metal and a lot of glass. So we were matching those materials. So we're not really changing the architectural look of the building. By taking away some of those 80 sheds additions, we should be improving the look of the building a lot. We'll be hiding a lot more of the mechanical systems that you saw exposed in that one photo. And we should be cleaning up the look of that alley side of the building as well. Like Brad said, we are reducing the footprint slightly. There was a lot of bumps and bends in that 1980s edition. We'll be taking those out and just simplifying the look of the building on the outside. The lighting we'll be keeping pretty simple. It'll be just minimal exterior lighting for exiting. So that's basically the concept. That 80s edition did have a sloped roof. We will have straight parapet roofs to match the existing. We will be doing a lot more shoring and tuck pointing and bracing of the stone structure. So we maintain that structure. We don't have any issues like we did last time. So that's about all I had, Brad. I don't know if you want to add anything, Lou, or do you guys have any questions?
Just a couple of curiosity questions. The elevations kind of indicate a chimney. Are you trying to use Royalite stone on that?
This is the existing chimney that's there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to be shoring that and bracing it and tuck pointing it to maintain it.
I see it's visible in figure four.
Okay.
I didn't really see it on page 2 of 12, so okay. Good. And are we still doing exterior seating area out front?
That's up for debate right now. We're working with the building department about, does this secondary patio that you see in the bottom right-hand corner under the, the blue area, does that need to be ADA accessible or not? Now, currently it's ADA accessible in the interior of the building, but we don't have a ramp to the exterior. The building code kind of says both. It says for a new building, 60% of entrances need to be ADA accessible. But for an old building, you only need to maintain the accessible entrances you have. So that's the debate I'm having right now with the building department.
If it's not used for exterior seating, do you have a plan B for it, for what you would do in that space?
We're not sure yet.
Okay. All right.
It's not that big, and if we put a ramp in, it'll take a lot of space from there, so it becomes less usable. You know, we could do some landscaping features there. That's about it. So, but it'll either be a patio like it is now, or it'll be landscaping. It really can't do anything else.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions? I just had one quick thing on the south elevation. Looks like you're masking or covering a lot of the external equipment. Is there still rooftop equipment there, and is there a parapet wall to?
Yeah, so there will still be some rooftop equipment there. Right now, it's totally exposed to view. You can see all of it. So we're going to be reducing the amount of mechanical equipment to just one unit, and some duct work, and a lot of that will be hidden from people walking right next to the building. You'll still be able to see it from the parking garage. I can't cover it all, but we're going from no parapet to a parapet, so we'll cover some of it.
Much cleaner from the street level.
Yeah.
Okay, any other discussion, questions? Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
It's a public hearing at this time. Open to public comment. When I call your name, please step forward to the microphone and clearly state your name, place of residence, any association with the applicant before the board. If you do not live within the municipal limits of Castle Rock, please state so for the record. Provide your testimony in the interest of time. We ask that you limit comments to no more than 4 minutes, and you may be asked questions by the board members. We thank you in advance for your participation. Any public comment? Okay, seeing none, do the board members have any final questions for the staff or applicant before I close the public comment and refer this to the board for recommendation?
Yeah, I guess one last question for me is, on the interior, the west wall of the old stone church, is that going to be visible? Will you be able to see the royalite wall there, or what's the finish inside there?
Yeah, we're going to keep the old rhyolite and the stained glass windows, just like it is now, where the pizza bar used to be.
Right.
We'll have that. We'll clean up that rhyolite a little bit, repoint it, and we'll have a barrel vaulted ceiling running down the main spine of that dining room. So it'll be nice, and it'll be like you're having dinner in an old wine cellar.
Okay, so it still showcases the old structure.
Yeah, we'll still see.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Any other comments from any board members? Okay, I'll now close the public hearing, bring the item back to the board for any further discussion and motion.
I move to approve the site development plan for 210 Third Street as shown.
Second.
Option one.
Oh. Second.
Moved by Councilmember Johnson and seconded by Councilmember Miles. Recording secretary, please take a roll call vote.
Chair Leavers?
Yes.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Yes.
Board Member Adler?
Yes.
Board Member Miles?
Yes.
Board Member Ahrens?
Yes.
Board Member Johnson?
Yes.
Board Member Lang?
Yes, and thanks for bringing it in. Yeah.
Motion is approved by a vote of 7-0. Thank you very much. Moving on, board will now hear updates from a town council liaison who is not present. So we won't hear that. Moving on from that, how about checking for quorum for upcoming meetings, August 13th, August 27th.
I should be here. Yep.
All good. Okay. Board will now hear updates from town staff. Mr. Krzyzewski, are there any items from town staff?
Just did want to let the board know that we are working with the DDA for the Downtown Heights. So there's a meeting anticipated for the 21st. It'll be an open house type meeting to get feedback on the proposed height changes for the downtown overlay district.
Sorry, what was that date?
The 21st, August.
Yeah, we haven't 100% finalized it, but I'm pretty confident that's going to be the date. And then I think town council is going to maybe hear that feedback at their meeting on September 16th. That's the plan, at least right now.
Okay, any other updates?
Nope, that's it.
Thank you. The time is now 6:16, and I move to adjourn the meeting. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Moved by Chair Lever, seconded by Councilmember Lang. Recording Secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Levers?
Yes.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Board Member Adler?
Yes.
Board Member Miles?
Yes.
Board Member Aarons?
Yes.
Board Member Johnson?
Yes.
Board Member Lang?
Aye.
Motion is approved by a vote of 7-0. Thank you. Meeting is now adjourned for legal training. 16 minutes.